My guests, from the Wenatchee Police Department, Captain Jim West and Officer Jared Reinfeld. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Thank you so much for swinging by. I know you guys are very busy. Next week, if you can believe it, school starts. And that means there's a lot of things that people need to be aware of in terms of they've enjoyed the last 8-9 weeks of nobody on the roadways with kids or buses or anything like that. So it's time now we let everybody remind everybody of what they need to know when school is out. So let's start with folks who are on the roadway. What do we need to know?
Well, one of the things that we want to talk about is, especially when school just starts out, especially when the weather's nice, that a lot of the kids are going to be walking to school. So we want to, you know, to talk about, you know, traffic safety and to be more aware of, you know, your surroundings when you're driving, especially around the schools, because, you know, not only are you going to have the kids walking to school, but parents are also driving the kids to school. So the traffic congestion is going to be increased. And so we want to, you know, get out to the public that, you know, be more aware of your surroundings when you're driving and be more aware of, you know, where the kids might be walking. The other thing that to bring up, too, is that, you know, there's some road construction that's been going on, and it still might be going on, especially during the first week of school. So that kind of increases the need to be aware of your surroundings when you're driving.
There's kind of always that adjustment period, right? I mean, they've had only, you know, a couple of months now where folks have not had to worry about that, and there's always that sort of that adjustment period of getting back into the you seeing kids walking to school, catching buses, all of that stuff. I'd imagine it's, you know, it should be easy. You just drive slower.
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, it's just one of those things that, you know, happens every year. And, you know, we just want to let people know that we're going to be out there, too. We're going to increase our patrols around the schools to make sure that the kids are being safe and get to school. And also after school, we're going to be doing some emphasis patrols around the schools. And we'll be working with our school resource officer, which is Officer Jared Reinfeld, who's here with me today. And Officer Reinfeld will be also monitoring the schools, especially with the safety. And that's going to be one of our focus, you know, for this year, is to really work on safety for the kids in the schools.
Is there anything happening different this year than in previous years?
I don't know. Safety-wise, I don't know that there's any big changes from either side, but just to kind of go back to the awareness on the traffic safety side, Captain West mentioned some construction impacts too around some of our schools, and I'd just like to hit on a couple of those because it will create some backups, especially those first weeks of school when more parents are probably more likely to drive their kids to school and escort them there. We have road construction out in Sunny Slope by Sunny Slope Elementary. That's actually closing one of the roads that connects with the school and Easy Street. It's Peter Street out there. It has been closed during the summer, but it's still closed now, which will cause some congestion out there. As we move into town, there's been a big project around Lewis and Clark Elementary where they're actually adding sidewalks in there, which will help. But at the start of the year, it looks like Monday through Wednesday next week, they're still going to be working on it. So up until the first day of school, there's going to be a lot of congestion around that Springwater Street, Princeton Street area. And it can be chaotic down there just on a regular school day. So keep your eyes open for that. Miller Street's another focus area around Orchard Middle School. They're changing some lanes and redirecting some traffic that could cause some problems, and that's Monday through Friday next week. So just please be aware when you're driving around those areas. Those elementary schools have young fourth and fifth graders out as crossing guards, which if you're not paying attention, a school zone could be very dangerous for a kid out there. So those are the main areas of concern for traffic congestion and construction right now.
And those school zones are critical to remind yourself of where they are. Like even if you've spent a few weeks now where you haven't had to worry about a drop in the speed in those school zones, but now's the time to remind yourself, all right, around these schools, the speed limit's going to drop. It's down to 20 or 25. It's either one. I think I've seen them both.
It goes down to 20.
Okay, to 20. All right, 20. And so that's important to do it. I still see far too many people staring down at their phone or other device in the car. And those things will catch up to you real quick, and you could you know, hopefully it's the only thing that you would do is maybe get a ticket. But, I mean, there could be far worse consequences if you are not paying attention.
Yeah, and we've had it in the past where we've actually had some students struck by vehicles in school zones. So it does happen.
Yeah.
And it seems like the schools and the city's done a good job of marking these areas with signs and not only lights now, but
yeah.
The crosswalks, you can activate the lights to cross, and the crossing guards actually utilize that too. So the other thing with that awareness is our buses. I receive complaints throughout the year as the school resource officer from our transportation department that the bus drivers are reporting of people passing buses. If that bus has red lights flashing, you cannot pass it, but it happens on a regular basis. I've actually gone out with an employee from the transportation department and followed buses on bus routes where they've had the problems. And I'm going to try to continue to do that this year and increase how often I do it to try and catch these people that are doing it.
And that's scary because there's kids that could be crossing the street where they're trying to get onto the bus. I mean, well, maybe things are different than when I was a kid, but there were times where I had to cross the street. You just waited on one side of the road, the bus stopped, theoretically all the traffic stopped, and then you cross the street to get on the bus.
Yes, very important. When those red lights are on, there's a gate and stop sign goes out, it means there's going to be kids crossing the road, so don't pass that bus.
I was figuring if you're in that much of a hurry, leave 5 minutes earlier.
That's another thing we can hit on is, as I notice when I'm in the areas of the schools before and after school, is it seems like people are always in a hurry. And leaving that 5 minutes early can really reduce a lot of those risks that increase when you're in a rush.
Now, the other thing I think is important to be aware of is that kids can be erratic. Is that, you know what, yes, there are crosswalks, and there are a lot of legal ways in which the kids can cross the road. Sometimes they don't do that. So it's important to be aware, if there are kids on the side of the road, that you're watching them.
Yeah, and I see a lot of that from elementary age all the way up to the high school. We have a high school and middle school that are kitty corner from each other, and it's a very busy intersection at Millerdale and Miller Street, Millerdale and Miller. And I see kids run across diagonal the center of that intersection on a daily basis. So be aware, because you never know what age kid is going to run out on the road or decide this is a good place to cross.
And that's just, yeah, and that's, I think, I mean, it's, look, as long, I mean, we want them to get to school safely, and they should do it safely, but, you know, kids, I think sometimes they're just kind of like, look, I know what's best. I've done it before. I've done it 10 times. Because really, if you've done something 100 times, you think you can do it every time. And,
yeah.
And unfortunately, that's not the case.
We've all been at that age and thought we could do it best back then, so now's the time to be an adult driver and be extra aware of your surroundings.
Get off your phone, too. That's the thing, too, is like I think people, you should anyways. I mean, I see it far too much, but I'd imagine for the teenagers who are probably not listening to this, but to the parents who might be listening to this, just, you know, tell the teenagers, look, especially as you get into these busy areas, just get off the phone.
Yeah, I will be doing some patrols on that this year as well. I did last year. Last year's patrols were more forgiving. This year, not so much. It's going to be a little different this year. So, because I do monitor traffic coming in and out of especially the high school, and see a lot of cell phone use. And I did a lot of notifications last year to people that were using those devices. So,
hopefully they heeded your words. We'll find out, yeah. I suppose, here next week. News Radio 560 KPQ time is 12:24. Kevin Rount sitting in for Michael Knight. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll continue the conversation with Wenatchee Police Captain Jim West and Wenatchee Police Officer Jared Reinfeld on school safety.
You're listening to The Agenda on News Radio 560 KPQ and KPQ.com.
News Radio 560 KPQ time is 12:29. Kevin Rount sitting in for Michael Knight with Wenatchee Police Captain Jim West and Wenatchee Police Officer Jared Reinfeld. And before we get on to your school resource officer duties, we didn't get a chance to talk a little bit about the high school and some of the changes at the parking lot in the high school. Let's hit on that and remind people of what's going on over there.
Well, there's a lot of congestion around Wenatchee High School due to there being Pioneer Middle School right there. A lot of vehicles in the parking lot with students driving to school. So the school district was working, or more the principal at the high school worked a lot on a focus of shifting traffic in and out of the parking lot. So they did make some big changes last year. The city restriped Millerdale Street in front of the school and added a center turn lane. And now this year during the summer, the parking lot has been changed to where the first entrance you would come to going into Wenatchee High School, it's really been the main entrance, is now an exit only. And they're hoping to have cars go left and right out of that parking lot. And what was the second entrance exit farther up Millerdale is now an entrance. So what we're hoping is that traffic will flow smoothly out of the parking lot instead of this, you know, 20, 25 minutes after school having traffic congestion in the parking lot and at the intersections around there.
So when you're going to the high school, you're actually going to go past the first,
yes,
what used to be an entrance but is now only exit, to go past that and then come back in sort of. Okay.
Yes, and we tried that last year by putting up some cones, but again, I don't know if it's lack of attention or being in a hurry. People would drive through them, around them. This year, there's large do not enter signs there, so hopefully that will help and prevent some accidents that we did have in the parking lot right there at the entrance last year.
Nothing ruins your day like a car accident, that's for sure.
That's right.
Also, you're the school resource officer for the Wenatchee School District. I'm sure that keeps you quite busy, but it's also really, really important because we want to make sure these kids are safe.
Well, it is very busy. I'm the school resource officer for the district. I was just checking numbers today, and it looked like last year there were 7,600 kids enrolled in the district. That's a lot. That's like a small town. And really, that's the way I look at it when I'm at work as the school resource officer is it's a town, and we've got to take care of each other in that town. Today's day and age is different than it was 20, 30 years ago. Kids have more access to the world, I think, these days with their devices and the internet and social media. So one thing that I ask of parents, and this is probably the number one thing we can look for help in is, and keeping kids safe, is being the eyes and ears for us. If we don't know something or know about something that could happen, even little things that are going on between students, it's hard to do anything about it if we don't know. So I brought up social media. Parents need to be aware of who their kids know. What their kids are doing. These social media apps, there's so many out there, are easy to hide things. And it's hard. I know it's hard for a parent to just to have their nose in their kid's business all the time, but there's a lot of dangerous stuff out there on these apps. And the apps and these companies aren't set up for safety of the people using them. I've done a lot of research on them and found a lot of nooks and crannies in these apps that they're there to hide stuff and keep some secrets. So, again, know what your kids are doing. Know who your kids know. Kids, I see it day in and day out. They meet people on social media, and they immediately think they know them. And it's one of those things where you can turn around and ask a kid, oh, what's this person's name? Well, I don't know. They go by this on social media. So you don't know them. You don't even know where they are. So it's kind of scary to me to look at having younger kids and knowing how these are going to advance in the years to come. So social media is a big thing. Some of the things I see today out there in drug use is a big safety hazard, I think. Just some research that I've done over the summer, there's several clothing lines out there that parents will go out school shopping. Kids are going to say, I want this and I want that and this is cool. And parents are just going to buy it for them and not know. I can think of a handful of different clothing lines that specifically make clothing for hiding stuff. Kids are big into the vaping right now. Kids are now vaping every drug you can think of out there. They've come up with creative ways to liquefy drugs and put them in their vapes. It's really scary. Some of these clothing lines are designing compartments for vape devices to be in the clothes. Like a sweatshirt, a hooded sweatshirt with the string is actually a vape tube where you can't even see the vape device, and they just put it in their mouth and they're vaping. So there's a lot of things out there like that. Hidden compartments in hats, shorts, pants, sweatshirts, and they're specifically there for hiding drugs. I just went on a website today and was chatting on a live chat on the website to buy clothing and was asking questions, reference it. And, you know, eventually they caught on to what I was doing and I was cut off. But it's amazing out there if you just do a little research. And we have local stores that sell these items. So something to be aware of out there for our kids.
And I think parents right now, it feels like they are scared to not be their kid's friend. But you need to be their parents. I mean, like, they will thank you later. Like, it isn't now. And I know that's terrible, and it feels really crummy. But eventually, they will thank you for this.
Yeah, it's a hard... Being a parent's difficult. But number one is be a parent first and be a friend second. You're not... Being your kid's friend is not going to teach them life lessons that they need, and being a parent is.
Well, I have to let you guys go, unfortunately, but Captain Jim West, Officer Jared Reinfeld from the Wenatchee Police Department, I'd imagine they can probably reach out and just ask you guys questions if they have anything they need. Just reach out to the police department and say, hey, I was curious about this. Like, you was talking about those clothing. What should I need to look out for? That kind of stuff. So,
always open for questions like that.
All right. Well, gentlemen, thanks so much for swinging by and talking with me today.
Thank you.
Thank you.